SJW Mobile.
4VWA. Now, I'm going to be disappointed if you beat me over there because I just got behind a truck that has the biggest skid steer I've ever seen. And he's pulling it along.
Two of mine finished up at, with check marks, and one of them was at 99%, so I just had to pull the plug and head on out.
Enter to me. Yep. Hey, guess what I remembered to bring? A big brim hat.
I do have some hats somewhere in the house. I don't know where they are. It'll take me a while to find it. But the sun is going down, so it is going to be at the west side of the field when we get there.
I'm looking at a little bit of overcast, and I'm kind of hoping that the sun is going to kind of fall in behind that overcast just a little bit where I won't make the mistake that I did last time. That was excruciatingly unpleasant. I really thought I was going to pile that thing up.
Stay out of the sun. Turn before you get to it, or go under it, or go over it. I did the same thing on the same day. I flew right through the middle of it. I was seeing streaks right in the middle of my eyes, no matter where I looked.
It seems like we'd know better.
Reinforcement there to get you thinking about it.
You're exactly right, which is why I went out looking for this big brim hat. You know what? I've got a spare. I wear two hats. One's a big brim straw hat that I wear just in general, and then I've got a Stetson gun club. If you wanted to borrow either one, you'd be welcome.
Okay. I used to wear hats all the time when I was flying, and they are handy for when you go into the sun, just tilt your head down a little bit and then tilt your head back up. But you can do the same thing with your eyelids. If you think about it, you can do the same thing.
Yeah, but you got to be expecting it with your eyelids. And when I did that turn and I did my bank and I was gaining altitude, I thought I was still under the sun, and sure enough, right through the dead center of it.
The brim of a hat, though, it's easier. I guess it's easier to tilt your neck more precisely than it is to close your it's like your eyelids are open or closed. They don't have that halfway position or quarter of the way position.
Well, I am fixing to turn right on the Jordan Road. I'm very close. How far out are you?
I'm at Tom's favorite red light. The one up there at, on 101 and Maple something, whatever that is. Maybe that road that comes into 101 at that Piggy's Market, or where you go get food. Anyway, it's long, and you got to wait several turns of the light to get through it. So you're gonna be flying. You're probably going to have a whole battery drain before I get there.
Well, maybe, baby, but guess what? We're going to be flying with some company.
Imagine. It's a good day. And you know, with that cloud coverage on the west end of the field, it might not be too bad with the sun.
Unless that little bit of cloud comes up to us, no such luck. There's a big hole in the clouds, and it's beaming right through. Well, I'm going to jump off, bud. I'm going to get out and get in the air. I will see you when you get here. KM4VWA, I'm clear.
On my way through this famous red light over here that had a kindergartner do the engineering on it. W4DJW, clear and waiting.
JW, KI4DOS.
Well, Gary, how are you?
Just out running a few errands, had to go over to the dump and haul off a bunch of trash. Got all that taken care of and did my recycling thing. Been meaning to ask you, every once in a while there sounds like an APRS beacon or something like that on this repeater. Is that what that is, or is it something else?
And I sent him an email a few weeks ago, and he quit. And and so I put a listener on it just a little while ago, down in a digit repeater, because it's a guy down in Aiken, too. So I sent both of them email letting them know what's going on, but I think it's the guy in Anderson that is digit repeating the guy down in Aiken. And anyway, I sent him another email just a little while ago. Now, he's a police officer, so he's probably out on duty. He probably won't be able to stop it until he gets back home and reads his email. So we'll probably be hearing it a little while longer before he fixes it. But it is his second offense. So I copied the buyer's officers on it this time and let them know who he is. If he does it a third time, then we might have to be a little stronger about how we tell him to stop.
I think that, that's what it is, but I'm glad to know that's what it is. That's what it sounded like to me, and I said, I wonder where that's coming from. And the reverse button, and didn't hear it on reverse, so I don't know. It must be real low power or something. I don't know.
Yes, Caesar said, on low power from Anderson without any problem. And it's digital, so, digital gets through a lot easier than voice.
Well, there again, I'm mobile, too, so, and all these up and down these little hills, with a simplex, it would be kind of hard for me to pick him up. Probably picked him up there at the house without any problem, but anyway, I'm glad you know who it is and have taken care of it, or taken steps to take care of it, we'll put it that way. What are you out doing this afternoon?
I am over at the Foothills Squires RC airfield. Headed that way now, all loaded up, got three airplanes in the car, got three batteries for each, for six batteries. So I'm prepared to fly till it's too dark to fly.
Well, that'd be fun for you, I guess. I'm sure you will enjoy it. You meeting Steve over there?
He's on the ground, and his head's already in the clouds. He's airborne by now, I'm sure.
One of these days, I'll have to ride over there and watch y'all do that. I don't have any desire to own one of those yet, but my youngest son, Stephen, is getting into drones, and he really enjoys that, flying it around the neighborhood. So there ain't no telling what it's liable to affect me.
Absolutely welcome anytime if you want to, but be warned. And tell Joy I warned you, but when the bug bites and the bug is bitten, then there's no unbiting. It's venom that courses through your veins that you'll never get rid of.
Hell, I keep trying to get Stephen to get his ham license. He and his wife both said they were going to do it last year. So for Christmas, I bought him a new technician book. As far as I know, neither one of them have been studying much. I know they haven't taken the test yet. But I told him with the drones and stuff, I said, you can get a little more distance, I think, with a ham license than you can with just flying your drone. And they asked me why. I said, well, it gives you more, the frequencies and stuff that you use. You can go a little further, I think. Is that correct?
Check and see if I got it. Absolutely, that is correct. You can use 6 meters, and that's what I do. You can use 6 meters if you're a ham radio operator. And that's what my buddy, who was an engineer at BMW, had to do. He was over here, and he wanted to do that. And so I told him how to take the test, and you guys passed him. He went from nothing to extra in one sitting over there with you guys. A German engineer at BMW, Michael was his name. Anyway, yeah, both of us used 6 meters, and we could go as far as we wanted to go, because it's line of sight. And line of sight on 6 meters, you can go a long way.
You can. Well, I'll tell Stephen, and maybe that'll get him a little more interested in ham radio. I told him and his wife, I said, if y'all pass the test, I said, I'll put you up a station over here. I said, I've got antennas and radios enough to do that. And I said, then y'all can talk where your cell phones don't work some places and Stevens thought that was a good idea because he goes up there on Highway 11 and there's a lot of dead spots on cell phones up through there.
And they do sell modules that you can buy, put it on 6 meters. Easy UHF is the name of it. A 6 meter module that you can put on your radio. And they do 70 centimeters. They don't do 2 meters. I don't think there's any 2 meters. But all of the frequencies that the FCC allows for, you know, control of a remote station, you can get the frequencies for those. Now, there's other rules in place for the FAA that have since come into place. So it's no longer a technical issue. Now it's you got to make a formal request. And there's this app that you can put on your smartphone that's called Lance. And when you want to do something that is not legal, you can file for an exception. And if you've got a good reason for wanting to do it, they're being very lenient with the rules and relaxing them as long as you ask permission. If you don't ask permission, you ask forgiveness, well, it's likely you won't be forgiven. But if you ask permission, then they're likely to give you permission if it's not too dangerous. W4DJW.
West Mobile. Well, I'll tell him that and see if I can put a bug in his ear about it. And like I said, one of these days, I may wait till it warms up a little bit. I don't like standing out in the cold watching airplanes go around. But who knows? I may come over there one day during the wintertime. But I appreciate the information, Dave. I really do. And I'll get, if Stephen's interested, I'll, maybe get with you and where you can tell him about it. And that way he'll know a little bit more about it than I do. But I don't do any flying and would love to come over and watch you guys do it sometime, though.
Time, you're ready. We're both retired, so we can do it whenever we want. Anyway, I just turned into the airfield, so I'm going to get out and get set up and get my feet on the ground and my head in the clouds before it gets dark. Let me know, Gary, anytime you want to do that. We'll do it. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
Y'all have a good time over there. Don't crash anything to where you have to replace it. And I just met four vehicles, had two-meter antennas stuck up in the middle of the hood. I say it was 2 meter. It was about 19 inches long, little short ones. So I don't know what they were or what they were doing, but I hope they're not using our frequencies if they're not licensed. You take care. Tell Steve I said howdy, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. W4DJ, WKI4DOS Mobile.
We're CEF Mobile. Yes, KN4BWA.
Steve, how you doing?
I'm going to talk real fast and just tell you one thing. Get your butt out to the flying field for a few minutes because Dave and I are just fixing to hit the air. KN4BWA. I'm clear. I'm getting in the air, baby.
Have fun. I wish I could. I got Boy Scouts tonight, so y'all fly a little bit for me then. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.